This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, Wednesday night. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Second hour tonight is going to be the world according to Second Call Defense with Sean Maloney. And then third hour, we're going to be joined by Chris Knox from the Firearms Coalition. We're going to talk about the other things that are going on now. I believe right about now, as they were saying on the news, that Obama is paying his respects to Scalia, which is, I'd like to believe that's true. I'd like to believe that's true, but I don't. This is an interesting occurrence. This is not an occurrence where these two things don't really have so much to do with guns, okay? But they do have to do with the fact that the government has, their overreach is continuing and extending. Now, 150 years ago, the United States abolished debtor prison. But this hasn't stopped private debt collection companies that are employed by the feds to use the fearsome power of the federal government to drag people into court because they've defaulted on student loans. Case in point, Paul Acker. He was arrested at his home last week for a $1,500 federal student loan he received in 1987. He says seven deputy U.S. marshals showed up at his home with guns and took him to federal court where he had to sign a payment plan for the 29-year-old school loan. Congressman Gene Green said the federal government is now using private debt collectors to go after those who owe student loans. He said, as a result, those attorneys and debt collectors are getting judgments in federal court and asking judges to use the U.S. Marshals Service to arrest those who have failed to pay their federal student loans. A source within the U.S. Marshals in Houston said Acker isn't the first and he won't be the last. They have to serve anywhere from 1,200 to 15 warrants to people who have failed to pay their federal student loans. Okay, I was having a conversation about school, about higher learning the other day. And I think that this is actually, it's an object lesson here. Now, you could go to SDI, right? They advertise here, Sinaran Desert Institute. And they teach you a variety of trades. And you can do it from, you know, your home. And it's something that's recognized. And as these things continue to evolve and everything else, they will become more and more recognized because you won't have to go into debt $200,000. Now, this is Paul Acker. He had $1,500 in outstanding debt. That's not that big of a deal, but these aren't the loans that are going to break the back. $1,500 is not a break the back loan. And I think this is great. While they're in school, You know, they're students, they're student activists and everything else, and then they get out of school, and they don't pay their loans. Now, if they don't pay their student loan back, what does that make them? Does that make them the deadbeats that they're made out to be after they have served their purpose? What do you mean, Bill? After they have been useful idiots like the students in Missouri. All of those students there who are incurring student loans, probably, a good portion of them, incurring student loans, they're out there protesting and everything else, and it's quite interesting. It's not a bad idea to try to collect some of this. There's about $1 trillion in education loans that are either in default or nearly so. What do you think Socialist Bernie Sanders or the panderer Hillary Clinton would do about the crisis if they won the presidency? Would they make the debt disappear at taxpayer expense? Would they leave? Would they just go ahead and hang? What's another $1 trillion, folks? What's another trillion? We owe 19. Let's just make it an even 20. That's the 19 they'll admit to. When I look at the higher education today, I wonder if it's worth it. I honestly have to wonder if it's worth it to go that much in debt. This guy's owed $1,500 for 20, how many years? 29 years. That's long enough to have a child grow up and get him started on his student debt. This is some more of these crows coming home to roost. You cannot push the can. You can't kick the can down the road forever. You can try, and it's an interesting thing and an interesting aside to give it a whirl, but at the same time, when it's all said and done, it doesn't really matter how far you try to kick it down the road, because it is going to still be there waiting on you when the time comes. It never goes away. And for some reason, they're beginning now to crack down on this. And I'm not the one to say they shouldn't crack down on it. Maybe they should. Not a bad idea. Go ahead and crack down on it, I think. I think they should crack down hard and go ahead and let's see what we get out of them. That's what I like. It's not going to go well, though. Not in the long run, because in the long run, they'll figure something out or something. But the can will continue to be kicked down the road, or they'll start using the U.S. Marshal Service, which is there to track down dangerous fugitives from law, and they'll be tracking down people who owe student loans. What a glorious, glorious way to spend our tax dollars and use our law enforcement personnel. I wonder what happened while those guys were out busting Mr. Acker and making sure he went and signed up for his payment plan so he could pay back his $1,500. I'm not excusing him for that. I'm not saying they shouldn't be doing that. But we're going to send armed people to cover loans? Is that where we're going? When we get back, I've got another one for you. Government is going too far. They are going too far, and every time they do this, they set the bar to a degree to where it could get dangerous if they keep on going that way. In any event, we will be right back. We'll be right back. education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right. These things are just catching my eye. I don't know why I'm talking about it. They're just catching my eye. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I carry an iPhone, do you? One of the things I don't like about phones, and I've also heard this about smart TVs, laptops, some other things, is that apparently with some of these things, some back doors were installed. Now, the problem with that is that that means they can come into them anytime they want. And Apple heard that, and Apple realizing, Apple, you know, they exist in this space where the fan people, the fanboys like me, we sit around, you know, looking at the next MacBook Pro, the next tablet, the next iPhone. It's very important that they keep us happy because we're paying a premium for what we buy from them. Well, now it's in, coming out of California, a federal judge has ordered Apple to help authorities crack the encryption on an iPhone belonging to one of the San Bernardino terrorists. The judge ordered Apple to cooperate with the FBI by giving investigators a download to allow them an unlimited number of attempts to gain access to what's on the device. As the phone is designed, after 10 passcode attempts, the phone will lock up and make the data inaccessible. Since 2014, Apple has designed these phones with encryption. So once you put the code on the phone, well, well, you're the only one that can open it. Apple can't access it. Nobody can. And that's the way it should be. However, they're not liking the way it's working out in this particular case. Yesterday, U.S. Magistrate Sherry Pym requires a computer firm to assist the FBI in gaining access to data on the iPhone 5C found in a black Lexus. After the massacre, the car belonged to the mother of shooter Saeed Rizwan Farooq, while the phone belonged to the Riverside County Health Department, for whom Farooq worked as an inspector. Farooq and his wife were killed in a confrontation with police a few hours after the mass shooting. Pym appears not to have sought any legal arguments from Apple before issuing the so-called ex parte order to help the FBI crack the iPhone. However, in a court filing early Tuesday requesting the order, prosecutors said the company declined to cooperate voluntarily and can be expected to protest the order. A provision in the orders proposed by the Justice Department gives Apple 5 days to seek relief. An Apple spokesman did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The court application says the FBI has an iCloud backup of the phone in question from October 15th, but no idea what was put on the phone between then and the shooting spree December the 2nd. Apple is reacting the way a private firm would react to the demands of their customers, if they want to keep their customers. However, should the need to capture criminals outweigh a citizen's right to privacy? Sort of a sticky wicket, isn't it? Last week, in front of the Senate Intelligence Committee, FBI Director James Comey mentioned the difficulty agents have had accessing Farooq's phone. Comments were part of a broader effort by the FBI chief to raise public awareness of law enforcement's difficulty in accessing data that is encrypted by default on new devices. Comey said, "San Bernardino is a very important investigation to us. We still have one of those killer's phones that we have not been able to open. It's been over 2 months now. We're still working on it." Are they afraid that there's information that would lead them to other phones or to other terrorists or perhaps individuals who might know of other attacks? More importantly, does the remote chance that there's this kind of information on the phone give the government the right to crack encryption? And the problem with this is that there is no right or wrong answer to this. Decisions should be made on a case-by-case basis. Now, what Apple doesn't want to do is they don't want to give the FBI a piece of software that they can plug a phone to and then gives them unlimited shots at breaking open the code. You only get 10 tries otherwise. I don't know how many different combinations you can have with 9 numbers in a 4-number sequence. I don't know what the how many combinations you can have. They want to have unlimited so they can open it that way. They're not asking for Apple to open it for them, and I don't even know if Apple could. Apple does not want to give them that software because they are afraid they would start to use it to crack other phones that they don't get court orders for. Right now, you and I, if we have my iPhone has the biometric scanner on the big button, and I can be forced by the cops into sticking my finger on that button in order for them to open the phone. If it isn't activated, well, they can't do it then, and they can't coerce me into giving them the 4-digit code. But they can coerce me into giving the biometric fingerprint. There you have it. There you have it. So, there are those that think that Apple should cooperate, and then there are those like me who, I'm just sitting around going, where does it stop? I mean, at what point do we say, okay, you're going to have to do the work. I know this is a highly technological age and everything else, but this is, you know, cops and law enforcement nowadays, they want to go online and catch criminals. And there are criminals online that are available to be caught. But do we have to give up anything in order, any of our rights to privacy? Should we be expected to jettison them simply to make it easier for them to catch a few? When everybody's already been up in arms about the data mining that the NSA was doing. Everybody was way up in arms about that. Everybody hated that. And here we have Apple, who did something and said, okay, well, we won't allow it to be happening anymore with our phones. And now there's people out there saying, well, I think you should give in, relent, and cooperate. Swear to God. Some of these things just make me scratch my head. Make my head hurt. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to go to the Trace. They're laying out the idea that a marketing campaign should be held accountable for a mass shooting. I'm not making that up. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
All right, it takes all kinds. I know. I get it. I understand. And yet, there's law already in place that should prohibit this. Anyway, welcome back. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. 14 months ago, some of the families of the victims of the Newtown, Connecticut shooting sued Bushmaster. And the lawsuit is finally approaching the first critical test of a novel liability claim. Whether or not the rifle maker can be held responsible for the Sandy Hook massacre because of how it was marketed, or how it has marketed a military-style weapon to civilians. The case was filed by the relatives of 9 of the 26 children and adults that Adam Lanza killed with a Bushmaster AR-15 rifle. Bushmaster argues that the suit is barred under the decade-old Federal Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, which shields the gun industry from liability claims. A Connecticut state judge has scheduled a hearing for February 22nd on the defendant's motions to dismiss. If the case survives this round, and that's hardly a given, considering the difficulties other plaintiffs have encountered in trying to break through the PLCAA immunity shield. Look, gun grabbers, I understand what your goals are. You're jerking the emotional hearts, the strings of these shattered families in order to grandstand. And what are you going to do if this gets dismissed and somebody's held liable for attorney's fees? Are you going to walk away? If it does survive, it would then head into uncharted territory as the Newtown plaintiffs seek to use the industry's marketing tactics against it. These tactics that have never been tested under PLCAA dominate the allegations spelled out in the plaintiff's complaint. Quote, several advertisements from a catalog aimed at civilian gun buyers that is adorned with action photos of camouflage-clad soldiers and police in body armor. One reads, forces of opposition, bow down. You are single-handedly outnumbered. Other images tout the rifle's military-proven performance and call it the ultimate combat weapon system. With this type of marketing, the Sandy Hook families claim the Bushmaster defendants attract buyers by extolling the militaristic and assaultive qualities of their AR-15 rifles. The complaint alleges that while the weapon is suitable for the military and for law enforcement, where it's used for combat and limited police purposes, in civilian hands, the high-caliber rapid-fire rifles are essentially killing machines. You can tell the vernacular is coming from the Trace because I do not consider .223 to be high-powered. They're trying to position the case of the contest between commercial exploitation and parents mourning murdered children, and this puts enormous pressure on the industry, says one legal expert. I don't see it. I don't see it. I may be sociopathic here, but let me put this this way, okay? You sue a company if their claims prove to be false. The claims and parts of the advertising campaign that you're talking about are apples and oranges. All of those things there, that they advertise is legal. They do not advertise for somebody to come and pick up a gun and go to a school and shoot a bunch of kids. That's not part of their advertising. John Cohane of Widener University's Delaware Law School, a longtime advocate of using litigation to reform gun industry practices, says that the plaintiffs deserve points for creativity by trying to find a way around PLCAA through an attack on the industry's selling of tactical firearms to civilians, but he says it's a long shot. But the plaintiff's argument holds powerful potential if the suit manages to reveal the thinking behind the rifle maker's marketing strategy for the military-grade firearm. I market gun companies. I market people that make guns, sell guns. Yeah. And there's nothing that I do. There's nothing that I say. There's nothing that's in the Bushmaster marketing or PR campaign that is going to get out there and say, take this gun and go shoot a bunch of kids. There is no subliminal message there. Getting out there and showing the heroes. And when I say heroes, I mean heroes as in the civilian heroes, you know, the military and the law enforcement people. Carrying the weapons is, hey. That's all well and good, but, let's see. Yeah, I'm looking. There's the ACR. There's the Bushmaster ACR. With a copy. Forces of opposition, bow down. You are single-handedly outnumbered. How do you translate that into crime? Huh? How does that translate into crime? The pressure. They're saying the pressure might be compounded by the enormous expansion of the tactical weapons and accessory market, which industry watchers believe is a cheap engine of growth in the gun business. Well, it is. And that's largely due to the success of the AR-15, the semi-automatic civilian version, thank you for putting it that way, of the automatic M16 rifle, designed for endless tinkering and has proven especially popular with young buyers, more attuned to owning guns as a social pursuit, in contrast with more traditional markets in hunting and self-defense. But the marketing to civilians argument can cut both ways. According to them, Frank Miniature pointed out in the National Rifle Association magazine, America's First Freedom, the millions of civilian sales of AR-15s are evidence that the so-called black rifle has been embraced by the general public mainly without incident, a fact that would seem to undercut the Newtown plaintiff's claim that the AR-15's true identity is confined to criminal mayhem. What this boils down to is they're going to try to say that somebody advertised something and then got out there and made this happen. And that the weapon is only good for, for crime. Not the case, of course, but it's a novel approach. It's not one that I think they should be undertaking simply because it is fraught with danger. Because, once again, they have a very good chance of sitting back and causing this to fail. And then who's going to pay these legal fees that are going to be legal fees being incurred right now? And whoever is encouraging them to do this suit, they'll probably fade away into the landscape. And then, just like with Lucky Gunner, they did it with Lucky Gunner with James Holmes. They wanted to sue Lucky Gunner for selling ammo to somebody that didn't have a criminal record. There is no background check for ammo. None. So, how is that even... Apparently the chat room is messed up. It's always something. And Ben, it's always something technologically, isn't it? Ghost in the machine, I swear to God. We'll be right back. We're coming up on the next break. We're going to be right back. We will see what we got going on with everything. Maybe nothing else will break down. And everything will be good to go. We will be right back.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
A lot of people have been talking about this, so I'll mention it just because everybody's been mentioning it. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Jesse Hughes, he is the front man for the Eagles of Death Metal, the band that was on stage when the Parisian attack kicked off at the Bataclan Theater. In a recent interview with the French, something called Itelli, Hughes said that French gun laws did nothing to help the victims. He said, did your French gun control stop a single, expletive deleted, person from dying at the Bataclan? And if anyone can answer yes, I'd like to hear it, because I don't think so. I think the only thing that stopped it was some of the bravest men that I've ever seen in my life charging headfirst in the face of death with their firearms. I know people will disagree with me, but it just seems like God made men and women, and that night guns made them equal. I hate it that it's that way. I think the only way that my mind has been changed is that maybe that until nobody has guns, everybody should have them.
Okay.
Now, I have talked about what is not going to happen because Antonin Scalia died. Let's talk about what has happened because Antonin Scalia has died. And by the way, even for these presidential candidates that there are out there saying, his death leaves us one justice away from the Second Amendment being written out of the Constitution altogether. The short-term consequences are a lot less dramatic than Mr. Cruz would imply. Scalia wrote for the five-justice majority in the Heller decision, And he strongly implied that nearly every other existing gun control law would pass constitutional muster. He wrote that nothing in our opinion should be taken to cast doubt on longstanding prohibition on the possession of firearms by felons and the mentally ill. Our laws forbidding the carrying of firearms in sensitive places such as schools and government buildings. Our laws imposing conditions and qualifications on the commercial sale of arms. He also said the Second Amendment applies only to weapons in common use for lawful purposes, a condition that seems designed to justify any pre-existing natural ban, and mentioned prohibiting the carrying of dangerous and unusual weapons as another important limitation on the right to keep and carry arms. He thus blessed a policy that permanently disarms people who have never committed a violent crime or shown any propensity to do so. You get that, right? He left open the question of whether and where people have a constitutional right to carry guns outside their homes. He gave wide latitude to conditions and qualifications for selling guns, which might include licensing and registration of buyers, as well as background checks and waiting periods. And he provided a potential rationale for outlawing guns that politicians deem especially dangerous, such as assault weapons. 2 years later, they had another 5-4 decision where they overturned the Chicago handgun ban, confirming that the Second Amendment applies to cities and states as well as federal domains, but leaving its scope unclear. Defining the scope of the Second Amendment is where the legal action is now, and that could remain true even if a Democrat picks Scalia's successor. So, rather than overturn Heller completely, a new Supreme Court majority friendly to gun control laws could simply read the right to arms narrowly enough to accommodate them. There were two dissents in Heller, both joined by all four justices in the minority. One written by John Paul Stevens argued that the Second Amendment does not protect an individual right to armed self-defense. The other dissent, written by Stephen Breyer, argued that the D.C. handgun ban was consistent with that right. By embracing Breyer's reasoning, which tolerates wide variation in gun controls based on local conditions, a new majority of Democratic appointees could approve whatever restrictions come their way while still claiming to respect Second Amendment rights. That is essentially the position taken by Barack Obama and the two Democrats vying to replace him, Clinton and Sanders. So politics would once again be the main constraint on gun laws, meaning that jurisdictions like D.C. and Chicago would once again be free to ban handguns. In other words, the most likely short-term consequence of adding another Democratic nominee to the Supreme Court is that Democrats would succeed in disarming their own constituents. At the national level, existing laws would be upheld, but that is probably also true under Scalia's approach. New gun controls, whether the universal background check they are pushing or the Australian-style mass confiscation that Clinton admires, would not suddenly be more likely to pass. That would change over the long term, of course, which is why constitutional constraints are important. You don't wait for a fire to break out before you buy an extinguisher. This is all true. I liked Antonin Scalia. I liked the fact that they called him Nino. I liked the fact that he liked to dance. I liked the fact that he liked to go quail hunting. Dude liked living. I like all of that. Heller decision was not all that in a bag of chips. It confirmed it was an individual right. That's great. But if we actually had politicians having cops, and that's all they are. That's all they are. They're just jurists. They're cops. Having them there to right the wrongs put upon us by politicians. We're the ones that put the politicians in place. We're the ones that put the politicians in place. Slowly but surely, we are moving to where there are two very distinct views here in the United States. And for some reason, the gun grabbiness is sprinkled. It's sprinkled. And it's always the politicians that want it. It's always the politicians that want it. But that's all beside the point. It's all beside the point. When we're all said and done, okay, it's going to end up being handed back to us at some point down the road. I applaud the desire to bring it back gradually. I just don't see enough Americans willing to get out there and say, I agree with you. And we'll do it this way. We'll do it the gradual way. We won't commit cultural suicide. We won't water the tree of justice, the tree of liberty, with our blood. We can solve it a different way. We're better than that. We don't have to fight it out. I just don't think it's going to happen. I really don't. I there's too many people out there right now that would say, a gun, you know, like a gun is a bad thing. What about a car? Car, bad things happen with cars. All the time bad things happen with cars. Or a knife. A piece of rope. Or alcohol. Or tobacco. Tobacco is really bad. Tobacco, nobody rises up against tobacco because they like those taxes. So what it boils down to is the only thing they're really going after is a tenet of freedom, which is guns. And all these other things that are vices are okay because they derive money from it. They don't get any money out of us buying guns and being able to defend ourselves. They get some taxes out of it from the seller, but certainly nothing to write home about. Nothing like they get off of tobacco. Tobacco, they just keep taxing. That's why they got people selling individual cigarettes on the corners of the streets in New York, because a pack of cigarettes for the cheap ones, Pall Malls, are like $11. Nobody's going to pay that much money to smoke, or they'll go out of state. They'll go out of state and grab them and get back in there. But then they're at that point, they're smugglers. So they're turning them, regular citizens of New York, into criminals. It's an interesting moment that we exist in today. Coming up on the break, when we get back, Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense. As we go once again into the world, according to Second Call Defense, we will be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.